Death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new.
When Steve Jobs gave the commencement address at Stanford University in 2005, he had to have suspected the ride was going to be over well before he would have liked. In general, people diagnosed with pancreatic cancer die within a year. Steve Jobs lived with the disease for 7 years. In August 2011, too sick to continue his duties, he stepped down from Apple. Then, 6 weeks to the day, Steve Jobs was gone and mourned across the globe.
I'm underneath it all tonight. Out my window there's a million lights. A thousand hearts feeling just like me. Man, it feels like heaven out here in the streets.
Steve Jobs, the man, is gone. But what he's left behind is so extraordinary, particularly in inspiring every other potential Steve Jobs out there.
Camille Sugrum was in the Stanford class addressed by Steve Jobs and was planning to find a job in the corporate world. But then she heard that speech.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life.
And everything changed.
I had been volunteering for nonprofits, you know, since I was 18. And I thought, what if I could put together these three things that I have, which is a business background, a love for technology, and this want to do good.
Camille took action, co-founding a nonprofit called Empowering. She says Steve Jobs inspired her to carve her own path.
Stay hungry.